Fried chicken's nice, but mind you, friends, we'll soon ride slow behind you, and the papers all will have nice things to say. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. Eat some sauce that we call chili. On your hands they'll place a lily. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. That song was first recorded in 1933 by Bradley Kincaid. All right, now it's story time.
I hope all of you are storytellers. I don't mean lies now. I mean stories. It is more fun than a barrel of monkeys, just getting up there telling a story and watching people come alive. It's really fun. And you don't have to be experienced to tell stories. Just open your mouth. It's free. You don't even have to pay. All you do is open your mouth and the words just come tumbling out. And you can take a little teeny tiny tale and stretch it into a real tall one. Just use that imagination. I want to tell you about Jack. Now, Jack is a little boy that all through history, in any country, they've got a Jack. He gets in all kinds of trouble. He tries real hard to do good, but sometimes he kind of fouls up, and it's kind of sad sometimes. But this particular day, Jack had just got a brand new suit of clothes. His mama was so tickled over it, she told Jack, "Now, Jack, here's your new suit of clothes and a new little hat to match. Now, look here. I want you to go into town for me, and I want you to be careful. Don't you get your clothes dirty. And it looks like it might be gonna rain. I don't want the rain getting them clothes on them clothes now. You hear me now?" "Yes, ma'am, Mama. I hear you." "Now, Jack, I want you to go into town and take this message for me. You be careful." "All right, Mama. I'll be careful." Now, he kissed his Mama goodbye, and he started to town. After he delivered the message, he came on back towards home. But now, you know, boys don't know the meaning of hurry. They have to take their time, and they don't walk in a straight line. Jack wasn't any different, only he was worse. He would kick any tin can he saw. He would kick at anything in the road, and he loved to collect pebbles. Because, you see, Jack was a champion stone skipper. He loved to stop by the brook and skip those stones over the water. He got a whole bunch of them in his pocket, heading towards that brook. He got there. He started skipping those stones over the water. And boy, was he getting better and better. Each one he skipped a little bit further down the brook. All of a sudden, it got dark. Uh-oh. Jack looked up. I believe it's a-fixing to rain. Now, I can't let the rain get on my new clothes. Because if I do, Mama's going to skin me alive. I got to find somewhere to hide. Oh, Jack looked all around for a place to hide, and I know where I'm going to hide. Oh, Jack, he backed back a few paces, and he took a running jump, and he just hopped over that railing and snuggled under that little brook of water. He took his hat off his little head, and he hid that under that water. And the rain came, and it beat down on his head. It beat down in his ears, in his nose. But old Jack just sat there a-hiding, just a-grinning like a Cheshire cat, because he knew he was doing good. After the rain stopped, Jack jumped up out of the water, shook his hat, popped it on his head. He started slishy-sloshing home with a big old grin on his face. Boy, he knew Mama's going to be proud of him. He walked in the door. He said, "Jack, look at you, boy. You done what I told you not to do. You are soaking wet." "Oh, Mama, I did what you told me to do. The rain didn't get me wet. Because, Mama, I hid under that stream of water. And the rain didn't get my new clothes wet." And that was the end of that. Thank you. Huh?
When I was younger, in connection with the arts, children who were interested in or forced to be interested in that by their parents always took the particular art. In other words, we took piano and took dance, and some people took expression, it was called. Also sometimes known as elocution, where you spoke so nice and clear. And people who took expression would have readings. This song was one of the readings I used to hear people give sometimes, but without a tune. But more recently, a tune has been added, and I like it better that way. Although the truth of it comes more to me now than it used to then. Old age is golden, so I've heard said. I think to myself as I crawl into bed. My ears in a drawer, my teeth in a cup, my eyes on the table until I wake up. As sleep dims my vision, I think to myself, is there anything else I should lay on the shelf? Nations are warring and business is vexed. I'll stick around to see what happens next. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. In spite of it all, I'm able to grin. Think of the places my get up has been. When I was young, my slippers were red. I'd kick up my heels way over my head. Then I grew older, my slippers were blue. Still I could dance the whole night through. Now I'm old, my slippers are black. I huff to the store and I puff my way back. But never you laugh, I don't mind at all. I'd rather be huffing than not puff at all. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. In spite of it all, I'm able to grin. Think of the places my get up has been. I get up each morning and polish my wits. Open the paper and read the obits. If I'm not there, I know I'm not dead. And I eat a good breakfast and I go back to bed. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. In spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. Going uptown.
What you gonna buy there, my good old man? What you gonna buy there, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
Buy a dress for you.
What'll it cost you, my good old man? What'll it cost you, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
50 cents.
For supper, my good old man. What you want for supper, my good old man? My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
A bushel of eggs.
A bushel eggs will kill you, my good old man. A bushel eggs will kill you, my good old man. My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
I don't care if they do. Chimney corner.
Ashes will fall on you, my good old man. Ashes will fall on you, my good old man. My honey, my love, best old soul in the world.
I don't care if they do.
Why you want to be buried there for, my good old man? Why you want to be buried there for, my good old man? My honey, my
scare the devil out of your next old man. Chimney on a husky, dusky day.
Lock up the chimney, fire up the chimney, the chimney, the chimney. We'll fire up the chimney on a husky, dusky day.
Then we'll climb through the window, the window, the window. We'll climb through the window on a husky, dusky day.
Lock up the window, the window, the window. We'll lock up the window on a husky, dusky day.
Then we'll walk right through the doorway, the doorway, the doorway. We'll walk right through the doorway on a husky, dusky day.
Who you gonna marry, marry, marry? Who you gonna marry on a husky, dusky day?
Well, I'll take this one, I'll take that one.
Nobody left but this one.
On a husky, dusky day. Marching across the green grass, green grass, green grass. Marching across the green grass on a husky, dusky day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Would you like to hear one more from these fine folks? They might be able to come up with one more for you. Then we're going to bring on the cloggers in just a few more minutes.
I'm in the wrong room.
All right. Forgot where we are in this forest of technology, haven't you? This is an answer back song for students of folklore. They know that this means that one person asks the question and the other one answers back.
When you coming to see me, see me? Oh, when are you coming to see me, my pretty little country boy?
I guess it'll be next Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I guess it'll be next Sunday, that is, if the weather be good. I guess I'll court you all night, all night, all night. I guess I'll court you all night, that is, if the weather be good.
When are we gonna get married, married, married? Oh, when are we gonna get married, my pretty little country boy?
I guess it'll be next Thursday, Thursday, Thursday. I guess it'll be next Thursday, that is, if the weather be good.
What you gonna wear to the wedding? The wedding, the wedding. Oh, what you gonna wear to the wedding, my pretty little country boy?
I guess I'll wear my overalls, my overalls, my overalls. I guess I'll wear my overalls, that is, if the weather be good.
What you gonna drive to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding. Oh, what you gonna drive to the wedding, my pretty little country boy?
I guess I'll drive my ox cart, my ox cart, my ox cart. Reckon I'll drive my ox cart, that is, if the weather be good.
Why don't you drive your buggy, your buggy, your buggy? Oh, why don't you drive your buggy, my pretty little country boy?
My ox won't fit in my buggy, my buggy, my buggy. The ox won't fit in my buggy, not even if the weather be good.
Who you gonna bring to the wedding, the wedding?
I guess I'll bring my children, my children, my children. I reckon I'll bring my children, that is, if the weather be good.
I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. I didn't know you had no children, my country boy.
Oh yes, I got five children, children, children. Oh, yes, I got five children, six if the weather be good.
There ain't a gonna be no wedding, not even if the weather be good.
Thank you.
There they are, Jay and Peggy Smith from Jacksonville. Fine group. We've got a lot of good stuff still to come for you here. We're going to have one more group before we take a break for supper time. And then this evening, all kinds of things happening here on the main stage. We'll have clogging. Whitey Markle will be making an appearance here with his Swamp Rooters band all the way from Citra. I think that's actually somewhere near Gainesville, isn't it? Citra, Florida. Doug Goss will be playing some fine finger-picking guitar, and we'll be having some gospel singing from the Singing Wonders with Reverend Robert Brown. They're from Jacksonville. They'll be appearing for you here this evening. And, boy, a real treat for you tonight, two of Florida's best singer-songwriters with their original songs. Don Grooms, be on a little after 9:30 this evening, if everything goes on schedule. And Will McLean will be appearing tonight, and he'll be on stage right around 9 o'clock. Will McLean singing Florida songs. And as a sort of a finale this evening, we've got all the way from outskirts of Richmond, Virginia, Red and Murphy Henry. Red Murphy and Company, one of Florida's best ever bluegrass groups, and still one of the best. Only now they're making their home up there in Virginia, but they're coming back down here to do a special performance tonight on the main stage here at the Florida Folk Festival. So that'll be closing out the show tonight around 10 o'clock. It'll be Red Murphy and Company. Well, if you haven't already availed yourself of our tent over here where they're selling programs, tapes, T-shirts, and other memorabilia, I urge that you do so before they close up. They're going to close up shop around 7 o'clock, so if you don't get one of the tapes that you were looking for, why, don't say I didn't warn you. We almost ready to go here? We are ready to go. Well, I'd like to introduce one of the stars of any year at the Florida Folk Festival, the Cross Creek Cloggers and the Buck Snort Barn Dance Band, and starting out will be the aforementioned Buck Snort Barn Dance Band, and to play a little tune for you to introduce the show.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
We're going to start with a couple of old favorites here, the Arkansas Traveler and Soldier's Joy. Cross Creek Cloggers.
I'm going to play a tune called Walking in the Parlor. Let's cook, boys. It is hot. Let's cook.
Thank you. We'll have them back just a little while, as soon as they catch their breath.
This next one's a Georgia Yellowhammer song. It's called Why Don't You Come Over and See Me Sometime. It's a Mae West song.
Why don't you come over and see me sometime? Why don't you come over and see me sometime? Eat your breakfast before you start, bring it in your hand, and meet before supper time. Well, I went out the other night, the moon was shining bright. I spied a great big possum boy, she was out of sight. Why don't you come over and see me sometime? Why don't you come over and see me sometime? Eat your breakfast before you start, bring it in your hand, and meet before supper time. See me sometime, oh, she'll come over to you sometime. Eat your breakfast, boys, stop, bring a ding in your hand, and be before supper time. Well, I asked the gal, would you marry me? And what do you reckon she said? She said,
I will not marry you with all Christmas men.
Won't you come over and see me sometime? Won't you come over and see me sometime? Eat your breakfast, boys, stop, bring a ding in your hand, and be before supper time.
Monster had a little old mule, he rode him down in town. He swapped him off a great big horse and would not allow his crown.
Won't you come over and see me sometime? Won't you come over and see me sometime? Eat your breakfast before you start, bring it in your hand, and be before supper time. These southern people are very cool, and the country and in town. And when you bake a pony bread, it certainly is a big crown. Won't you come over and see me sometime? Won't you come over and see me sometime? Eat your breakfast before you start, bring it in your hand, and eat before supper time.
The northern people are very fast, they certainly bother Jack. They won't take time to eat a meal, they only eat a snack.
Won't you come over and see me sometime? Won't you come over and see me sometime? Eat your breakfast before you start, bring it in your hand, and eat before supper time. Won't you come over and see me sometime? Won't you come over and see me sometime? Eat your breakfast before you start, bring it in your hand, and be before supper time.
Thank you.
Let's do a barnyard song, a chicken reel. Let's give him a little of that.
Yeah. This is a tune old Cush Holston, old Florida fiddler from around the Cedar Key, Levy County area, used to do. At least this is sort of the way he used to do it.
Thank you. We'll get him back on in just a minute. Dave's having to retune his fiddle now. We play traditional old-time music, and that involves some pretty specific tunings on both the banjo and the fiddle. And we're still going to be in the same key, but the certain tunes sound better with the strings a certain way.
It's called scordatura, Brent, for the classicists in the audience.
I thought it was called cross-tuning.
Oh, okay, that too. Well, this is called Ship in the Clouds.
Thank you.